fast, and then we will not take so much of our time. So you can go and get more customers. All right, let's do it like this. I'm going to show you, listen to this. Because we are all doing different kind of work here, there are two types of business. People think, when you hear the word marketing, people think that marketing is just trying to pursue people to buy what you have to buy. So we look at on the TV, all these big adverts, and we think that that's where the money, like now there's one advert my wife likes on the TV. Have you seen Coleman Wire? Have you seen Coleman Wire? I mean, can I see your hands if you have seen Coleman Wire? Okay, I mean, if you have bought Coleman Wire. You have bought Coleman Wire. You have seen the advert and you have bought. Okay, so like, you never seen the advert, but you have bought the Coleman Wire. Okay, how many of you have seen the advert and then you bought Coleman Wire? Only one person. So, I never bought Coleman Wire yet. I just watch and they dance. They do all kinds of things. One time they changed the advert, they brought the advert back again. So, it's a big business, advertising. But don't forget that advertising should not just throw you. Advertising for these big companies is to get money from customers who come and buy. But they don't always come around like that. It becomes a burden for some of them. They spend so much money, but they don't get the same thing because it's just societal to just do that. But some, I don't know if you heard of GNLD, Forever Product. One thing, they don't advertise. Have you noticed that? You know why they don't advertise? It's a simple thing. They believe that that money they should give for advertisement, you should collect it by you going directly to the customers. Huh? Now let's go on that level now of this. There are, write this one down if you can. Marketing and market-oriented. Marketing company and then market-oriented. See, marketing company is a company that will make a product, get the product ready, and then start looking for every way to get people to buy it. Did you get what I just said? They make a product like this camera stand or this bottle of water or this book stand or this microphone or this fan. And then they start looking for who to buy it. They start driving, moving, getting that done. That's what they call marketing company. Now, depending on your kind of business, the second company called what market-oriented company is to start not with your product. Is to start from outside there and ask yourself exactly what do they need there. A market-oriented company doesn't start with what is going to produce into the market, but it's asking himself or herself or themselves, what can we make available that they will go after? Okay, let's take an example. Someone want to write a book. Somebody want to write a book. So start writing. Write plenty books. They look for money, publish it. And then they do launching, and they want everyone to buy the book. And normally, they don't buy it like that. So they start forcing it on people. Bamirana, or Eminena, Bamirana. So they do all that. Or somebody else can go back and ask himself or herself, what are people going through today? And what kind of books can they buy? Will they buy big books? Will they buy small books? On what topics will they buy books on? Then it will now work that toward that. And then they start go back to their own company or whatever it is doing and produce books that are whatever size they will take. And second, what kind of title they will deal with. How many of you remember years ago, some novels called Pace Setters? All right. Remember that there were novels before that Pace Setters that were big, they were foreign. And then Pace Setters started in the country. Because they study, survey the ground. That's called market-oriented company. And they brought authors in who will write things about here around us. They are not writing about kidnapping them because there was not so much kidnapping in Nigeria. Kidnapping was James Ali Chase, if you remember. Ransom $5 million, gone, it's a kind of a thing. Now, they can rather kidnap it now. Now, so you can see that kind of a thing. Now, I can't ask Tunde to do that because Tunde is a manufacturer. He's into manufacturing, in a way, put together marble. So he already has a particular thing. But even within that, he can ask himself, what kind of market and what kind of tombstone, what kind of, are you hearing me now? For instance, now, if he's doing kind of tombstone for Victoria Garden City, it may not be what's going to happen over here. So you have to, so either way, whether you are going to the market or you're starting from yourself, you must always be thinking of market. It's just more than marketing. You have to ask yourself, for instance, you know, how many of you know what they call Eskimos? You know Eskimos? Where do they live? I can't sell ice blocks to them. Did you hear what I just said? What did I say? I can't sell ice blocks to them. Do you know why? They are in ice blocks. They wake up in ice blocks, sleep in ice block. So if I say, come and buy ice block, they will think that something is wrong with me. Some of you are here that are doing some businesses. I will advise you to think about this before we go further. Because, you see, sometimes you have to change your business because it may not be relevant there. Some of us just start things because we have a dream. But not everybody wants to live in your dream. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. Not everybody wants to, like, as once more came to say, I want to start Ian Center. Ian, that's what we call it, Ian Center. At Onikorobo, something was telling me. He told me the stories. I never seen it taken off to the. Because there are not so many from Odo people living around. If you're from Odo, they do their own Ian with their own arms, that kind of a thing. So sometimes the failure of a business not selling is not actually that the business is bad. It may just be that. Now, people say today, everybody's opening school, right? But even within the school, you notice what you can do with what. What kind of segment are you going after? For instance, if I'm selling vegetables at housing, the kind of bling I would do with this, it's not the same thing I would do with it at Itoku. If I do bling at GRA and I put it at something 5,000 or 10,000, they may like to buy because they can see the bling. But at Itoku, they won't look at bling and say, hello, Lekosile. I hope you are getting what I'm saying now. These are germane thought that when you are dealing with stuff, you have to look at, because people are the ones to buy your service product, not God. Do we get that first? So maybe you are here, you have been struggling to get people to buy what you need to sell, and nobody's buying it. Maybe you need to re-examine exactly all that you are doing. I'm not saying you should quit business, but I'm saying that maybe you should check what is really going on here and ask yourself. You know, one of my teachers told me yesterday, he said, try and do market test on everything you are going to do. Market test. If you are offering a new product, so you will start offering new product. Test it. Don't just start producing it. Test it first. They do that with drugs. They will test the drug they give to doctors and things like that. You have a new product you want to sell, you look at it. Remember Biggie? Biggie is still around, have you? Or is dead now? Biggie is still there with Big. Then Coke sue them because I think they are making more money than Coke. So Coke said, you know, a Big thing like that. So you have to, whatever business you are doing, if you are going to have a future, you have to look at your market. And when I say your market, I mean people together who will become prospects that will buy your product. Do we get that first? So if you are here today, you are looking at, let me give an example. If you go to Ondo State, you see cocoa farmers. They make cocoa available, they sell cocoa, but cocoa is difficult. It comes around once in a year. I hope I'm making that clear. Cocoa doesn't come every week, doesn't come every month. It comes once in a year, and it's a cash crop. So you pack it together, and I wait for them to come and buy and take it abroad. I saw that cocoa is making money now, I was told, they just told. You know, but between March to next March, so these farmers will plant cocoyam, beans, and stuff like that underneath so that they can keep going on until the next break of cocoa, and then they can make their money. And that money is capital more than the recurrent they are spending. Upon making some sense. That's why sometimes if you're in business, you don't have to think that this is the only thing you know about business. You may want to do some other things along with it to be bringing money in regularly so as to survive, particularly if you have doing some like contract job. But that does not mean that you cannot focus on that particular area. You can. Now, that depends on you. You may focus there for you. I'm just giving you this to start with. You may focus on that area for a while so that you can get business running. I remember those days when today was starting. You didn't make all your money at the beginning from. What were you doing that time a little bit? Can you remember your wife and you? What were you doing to start with beside the marble thing?
I was a contract staff with other guys who are doing this and with my parents. Then I started tiling. So I'll get house job, I'll get those guys, I'll design it for them. So they pay them 300, I take 50 naira, they take 250. So that was
Now you are almost solely in marble.
Yes. We
have so Tunde did this floor, I hope you know. Tunde did this floor for us, along with his brother who came with that machine that you are using. We had all kinds of things, getting the zero level for this grant. So those guys with tiles, you know. Now I understand why I can't get you to do more tiles anymore. Now, you know, I understand now. So, you know, you can see that. You have to start somewhere. You just can't just... We Yorubas are bad with that. Yorubas see that place there, and they think the next, they want to move there with capital. They think capital is enough just to move up there, and then there's no staircase. Igbos are better. Igbos are more realistic. They get staircase, they go shop, they walk and walk and walk and walk and get through, get to learn some of the things. And when they take off like that, you see them. That's why Igbo will talk to any customer. Yoruba man will put a TV and go TV and sit down. And then when they say, "Kosi change." You get that kind of a thing? All right, so let's talk about, now how many of you have customers already? Can I see your hands up? People that are patronizing your business. All right, okay. Now, we know that, and told you today, I want to make it very clear, very simple and practical. Things that actually work, they don't require too many explanation. You can explain forever. So let's talk about I want us to look at these three levels of customers. Write them down. When you go to Olympic, when you see Olympic, when you play Olympics, they put a lot of people to run the race or jump the thing or swim inside water. About 11, 12, thereabout, sometimes 10. They do something that you notice. When they finish the game, they pick the first three. Am I right? And then they start calling the winner from the lowest, bronze. They actually do the stage like this. They do bronze, then they do silver, a little bit higher, then they do gold, highest. So they will call the bronze person, it will come up and then stand over there. They all clap for him. Then they call the silver person, then they climb up here, they will clap for him. And they call the gold guy that will stand up there, and then he will be the one that was standing tall among all of them, and then they clap. Now, I want to give you to see customers that way too. Are we ready to go? So we're going to have bronze customers, we're going to have silver customers, we're going to have gold customers. All right? So we start from bronze, third place. Next one, second place, silver customers, and then the last one, which is the first one, the gold customers. If you look at your customers now, that those ones were gold, those were silver, and those were what? Bronze. Let's start with the bronze. The bronze is the person who just buys your products. Oh, I like this. Can I get that? And then you get it. That's bronze customers. The second level of the customers level is the silver now. Silver is somebody who buys and repeats buying. He repeats buying. Schools, you know now, when you resume, some people you will see them again, some people you will see them. All right? So we have silver. They repeat. They may complain, but they come back. They may say something, but they come back. So anybody who is coming to you, who buys first, what do we call that one? bronze. And the second one is what those who repeat their buying, we call them what? Silver customers. Now, the third, the highest level, good customer, is the one who buys, who repeats, and spread the message. Talks about your company. So did you get that now? If you look at your customers now, you can see all the three of them, or maybe only two sides or one. Okay, so, and there are different things you can do with them to make different level of promotion occur. So let's go one more time. What's the first customer, the third degree customer, the third bronze, what's that? He buys. Moment he buys like this, is silver. Moment he comes back to buy again, and again, it becomes what? Silver. And the moment he buys and repeats, and then becomes like your champion. Oh, ah, product that, you know, I mean, test his friend, test people, kind of a thing. That is what? Gold. All right. Now, you notice something. The level of their income to you will be affected. The person who is buying, he buys, he walks off. The second person who buys and repeats brings more money. But the person who buys, repeats, and then spread the news is increasing your business more and more, multiple food. Now, your aim in every business venture is to go toward that gold customer. Everybody who jumps, runs, or skip, whatever, in Olympic, they aim for gold first, am I right? They all aim for gold. But you see, when you get to the finishing line, we know we are going to determine that. So you should be listen to this. If you never know how to have good customers, you'll not go very far. Your mentality to start with good customer, you see, if you are into fraud, bronze is enough for you. If you are into fraud, you just basha, balekon, badano. But cumulatively, it will affect your future. I tell the young men in my service, top service, I tell them, you know what? At this stage of your life, don't do 419. When you are 75, do 419. Huh? Why? Because if you do 75, you are about to die. You will not reap anything. But if you are 25, you are doing 419. You have a whole lifetime of 60, 70 years to reap the harvest of your 419. Then they just laugh. I got you got before 175. You have to. You know what I come to see now? The longer I live, the more I see people reap the reward of their doings. Remember, I said to the righteous, "It shall be well with him." That's where we stop. Go and eat the rest. You shall eat the fruit of your labor. Is it there? Give us the verse on the screen. 3. Is it verse 10 or verse 11? Verse 10. Let's see. Proverbs, Isaiah 3, verse 10 or something. Let's see it. Quickly give us. Is that 3, not 33, 3 verse 10. Okay, let's see what it says. I hope I'm correct. Tell the righteous, it be well with them, for they will, or they will endure the fruit of their deeds. Next verse. What to the wicked? Desire is upon them. They will be paid back for what their hands have done. You can see that comparison. So I would say if you're into fraud, you do that. Like for instance, in Nigeria now, it's difficult to do business in Nigeria now when it comes to technology because these boys have spread this kind of mess. So one guy was telling me for him to actually prosper, to do their business, well, they have to move to Dubai. Because when they see Nigeria, boop. So you don't only just block the way for yourself, you block the way for many others. Now, there's something else too. Besides being fraudulent. If you are also doing shoddy products or providing shoddy service, they may buy from you once. Let us put off your phone. Thank you. They may buy from you once. But the moment they have a taste, like now you are selling granite and you are selling 3 weeks ago granite, I get the bottle for the first time. When I get that bottle, first, I eat it. Oh, no. Now, may God help you. You don't have a good non-customer. See, when somebody is a good customer, he will take that your thing and tell everybody, that guy is bad. He won't only keep it to himself. You tell everybody else in town, your granddaughter is bad. Your granddaughter is bad. You have to pray that God will help you stop him so that you can do your granddaughter better. I'll make it some sense. So whatever you are doing, forget this. You're just only making one time kind of a thing. One guy that was into real estate was making a lot of money. They asked him, what's his secret? He said, everybody who comes to me to do business, I see 10,000 customers on their head. Because at the end of the day, getting customers is basically relational. People who have never touched what you are doing before, for them to come and do that, they are taking a very leap of faith in you. But they will be safer when you are nicer. Are you hearing me? So you cannot have an attitude in business. That's why you see the Igbos are very tremendous in this area. You can say all kinds of things to an Igbo man. You say, make her. You know, why? What, even when you know you have all these products they sell, they may not be bichinko, but they still try to be quite nice to us in it. And you can have the most wonderful product in the world, but if you are nasty, you may not get along with it. So these are things we are going to look at later. But let's talk about now, how do you get more customers? Now, let's look at 1, 2, 3. Remember our 1, 2, 3? So now, you're going to have to move them from zero to bronze. You're going to have a push. If you're going to get more customers, there must be a push of getting those who never buy your stuff before to come to buy. Is that clear? That's one level of getting more customers. Or you can also do something else too. You can push those who buy already prospective and push them to repeat buying. That's another level of getting more customers. Or top, most of all, you can actually push those who are repeating your buying to not only just buy, become your agent. It's tougher to do that, but you see, you can, a lot of people think about only, well, just first of all to buy, so you get them to buy. But the greatest power is in learning to push them toward that gold area. That's why they have coaches. So the coaches will come, train the person who's bronze this year in the Olympic, but next 4 year time, you'll be able to push to silver and push them to gold. And I'll become like Michael Phelps with 18 gold. I mean, don't you mind that? That's lovely. So you can see those three levels of, so when you are thinking, think like that. Don't just only think of, let's get more customers to buy. But think about the customers at their levels. Like what? Bronze, silver, gold. How do I push no medal at all? They have no medal. They have no medal from your product. How can I push them into bronze? But you know what? Actually, if you push that gold customer, they can actually get more for you than you can get yourself. Because they have one thing you don't have. They have experience of your product outside of your company. Do you get what I just said? You see, I can't trust you, whatever you are saying. You may see Jesus doing this. Jesus could have come down to town from Kenta to Lafenwa and do his hands like this. I am Jesus. And you can see blood dripping from his hands. Am I right? And flashes of light. He could have gone on the road like that. Why did he do that? Because he's testifying of his end by himself alone. So if I tell him by myself, if it can't be not true. But then he said, I'll make you my witnesses. You have seen, you have tasted. So the people will listen. That's why Jesus never wrote one book in the Bible. Muhammad wrote the whole of Quran from beginning to the end in 23 years. He was the one who saw, was the one who heard, he's the one who wrote. You go to court, you are the prosecutor, you are the witness, it's going to be difficult. But then we have in the Bible over 40 authors spanning 1,500 years, and Christ never wrote a book there. Now, can you just imagine you go to court, you have 40 witnesses, then you have one person, he said, I'm the witness, which one will you pick? That's why I settled down for Jesus. So you see, Jesus is the greatest person because he doesn't tell itself. It doesn't sell himself. It lets others. So the more you can push that gold area to do more for you, that's why even you notice in advert, if you notice in advert, they don't just say, we're selling a computer, that's very fine. They get somebody who you all know, come on. Remember that Omo detergent woman that was clean and it smelled good? Remember that woman that was selling fish? That's, you know, you have drama, am I right? Or they go and get Okocha. I saw Okocha with Bet King, something Bet King. I know good bet, whether Okocha or nobody. But people all these boys say, oh, Okocha is into it. Okocha, you see, that kind of a thing. That's why they sell all those kinds. They do all those things because they know what they're after. You know, you can't just say Bet King because that's also National King, that's Manja King, Bet. You know, they have them. So they have to tell somebody doing this so that you all know so you can get it. So as you are thinking of getting more customers, look at those ones who are actually selling, like the PTA chairman person kind of a thing. You look at those ones who are into your stuff, that they are like your apostles. In fact, they call them in the business world your evangelists. Are you hearing me? That the man will, sometimes I do this for people. They say, I'll call the person and say, you do that for you. Introduce them. You know? For instance, Sokami has been around me for years. He's been always faithful with his business, money or anything. I can tell everybody, do business with him, and then, you know, you're going to have your peace because I know him. I'm his evangelist. Are you hearing me? He paid me. All right. Okay. You know, he's paid me already by his life. I hope you're getting what I'm saying now. Some other people will say, somebody was telling me, I said, I'm not sure that person knows. Other times I asked me to do something, I said, you can go, but you know, I have to tell the truth, every kind of a thing. You know. So that's what I want us to see, that you're gonna have to push this. Usually, let me tell you something. When somebody is not getting customers, maybe a question of credibility, but then the first one to get my one year more. You know that in Yoruba. You know, I mean, you don't get anybody, you just grab this person. You know, sometimes you have to drop to rise. Do you know what I just said? Let me give you how to open the first one. I'm getting practical today. You know, this is zero customer. It's not a customer. It's a zero customer. And then you do to want to make me to become a buyer. Right? This is tough because they've never experienced you before. And the more our other competitors, the tougher it is. Because if I'm already getting from that person there, why should I turn over to you? So I want to get more people in. How do I get that? There are two ways you can use to get people off this, to believe the product. You know, when you have something in your hand, listen to this, when you take a product like this water or anything, let me remove because it usually drop off. See, I know the product is enough, but it will come out. All that enough. Once in a while, it has fallen out of my hand. So I know I can always pull it out. Okay. Can I make you laugh? I think I remember when they came to my office, they saw this water on the table. They said, what kind of chemicals is the Reverend drinking? That's making him very strong on Sunday. Maybe this kind of chemical, you know. You know, they never seen that kind of bottle of water before. You know, so they were all looking at the bottle of water. This was made for me, so this special kind of a thing. So I let her drink, I was drinking some cocaine or something, you know. You know, it's just water. Now, look at this now. There are two things governing this. That's the price and the value. Two most important things. Same thing with education. Same thing with whatever you're doing, whatever you're offering, is the price and the value. The reason why I take the price is because it's valuable to me. People don't understand. They just think only of the price. But what about the value? For instance, those who are 70 years old, they will not open Money Point. They will not open OP. You know why? First Bank is enough for me. There are money sitting in First Bank that has just been there for years. Baba, couldn't move. What? Look at our company. I can't even find their office. Do you know that? But still, I was there. I can't find Opey. I'm older generation. I can't find Opey. The finalist said, Opey is opening one place. I don't know. I said, think about Belly, about Obama. You know, but all you guys that are technology driven, you know how to take care of yourself now. For instance, somebody said, I'm doing, can I put it away? What do you call it now? Crypto. They said, it's in there. I said, which account? Can I see it in the account? Can I hold it? You know? Transfer to my account first, so I do it in there, because I can hold the bank responsible. But what am I going to do for crypto? You know, people do that. And when you are younger, and if you are more riskier to go for things, the older you get, so if you're dealing with older customers, you have to know that you're dealing with. When you say, this is a new drug, they will say, Ewano. You know, people have missed experiments. But some other people, they like, when they're younger, they like experiment. So there are two things to this product. What's the value and the price? Now, if you want to move them into this buying this new thing, you're going to have to manipulate your area around value and price. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Around value and price. What's the value you are going to give? Now, sometimes, listen to this. Oh, the Igbos are powerful at this. When your company is already doing well, you already have, this is why you have to get bigger and get stronger. The more you get stronger, the more you should not be too much price-oriented. Because you're already having money. For instance, if you go to Google or Microsoft, they got stash of money. I mean, they got crazy money. So what do they do? So they cannot come to the market and play. What are you offering for? 5,000, they say 2,500. They know they're going to make their money by the volume. So if you are meeting somebody who is coming to the prospective first, you're going to have to learn to drop, to sacrifice. I mean, you don't eat chicken straight like that. You have to, first of all, grow the chicken, am I right? And before you slaughter it, the chicken also, you are still going to slaughter it, but you know what you're after. So that's why you see companies doing bonanza. They will say, for the next 3 weeks, we have bonanza, half of the price. And then they fall for the bait. Who doesn't like half price? You know, in the Old Testament, to get your sin forgiven, you have to bring burnt offering, sin offering. The world was not coming to Israel. God now did bonanza. Jesus Christ is free. Salvation is paid for. Come and receive. That's why you are here today, right? And by the way, who want to go to hell here? No, you know why I want to go to heaven? Because it's cooler. It's more valuable. I'll be an eternal waste if I go to hell. And the price is tremendous. The blood of Jesus. And I don't have to pay. Though, of course, after I get saved, you have to go through some things that I do. They won't tell me at the beginning. Are you hearing me? I just normal. So you don't have to start with either the price and lower it. You can't just start saying, I'm going to sell granite around this corner. And then you just come with the same price you have over there. Talamara, brand new. You don't know the brand. So you have to either drop the price and drop your reputation, drop your bigness, and then really serve. They told, the council of elders told Rehoboam, son of Solomon, if you serve these people, they will serve you forever. So if you are thinking of staying longer in business to get more customers, learn to. You see, the customers, you don't understand this. My sister here is into school. Is into this, what you are asking for, they are asking for value, but they also have to pay the price. And the price is among prices. They got school fees, they got children's clothes, they got house to pay, they have cars, they have fuel. That's why fuel affects everything like that. So people are not just carrying money like that. The money in their pocket is divided all the time. And so the more you can help them to see that they are not choked, the further they think you're on their side. And China did it in a very bad way by reducing the price and doing Chinko products. Are you hearing me? But that's also a very smart thing to do. Don't get that wrong. You can offer the same thing with different prices. Why not? You can. If I have vegetable business, the way I will sell at Itoko is not the way I will sell at housing. Same vegetable.
Pastor, you are doing something bad.
I'm not doing something bad. Some people, they get saved through miracles. Some people get saved through reasons. Some people get saved through whatever method God is using. How many of you get saved by God knocking you out on the floor? Anybody? How many of you got saved? Thank you. How many of you got saved by dream? You just got dream and then you turned to the Lord. How many of you got saved by reading a book? I did. How many of you got saved by coming forward and raising your hands? That's how God, you see, there are more plenty. That's why God uses that method more than anything else. You know? So you can see. So it's the same, but it's different ways. So you have to learn to start around here. You are looking at zero to bronze, remember? Bronze to silver. We are coming to that. And then, I should be in Lagos next, how many minutes? You know? And then next, you know, maybe faster. So in this area, two things govern the thing, value and price. Now, when you want to get more people from that zero to this place, find out who are looking for the value that you are offering. So you can see, hospital say, come and do your BP free value. Oh, my BP, come and check. Okay, go check. Your BP is a little bit higher. You know, that kind of a thing. Now, there's something about medical people, you don't advertise. You want to you know, you have to know how to raise the value. How to say, I'm here. So the value, you can work on the value. Or you can work on the price. And if you're smarter, you can use both together. The value is great, the price is lower, and then you build it up gradually like that. Now, that you can't do very well as a startup because you don't have the weight. See, you can do that for school now. You can say, all teachers come here, all students, any parents come and together, we're going to reduce something for you, we're going to give you uniform free. You've already made the money somewhere. Are you getting what I'm saying now? I hope you're getting what I'm saying now. You already made the money. That's just be smart. Already made the money. Now you're coming. One of my friends was trying to go to printing for some kind of corporation. So he got down there and he lost out. You know why? He did quotation for them. And when he did quotation, the other company that came, they were doing half of the quotation. How are you down? You know, but you know, they came in, they're already big companies, they're already wanting Jehu. So when they came, they just cut it down so that they can get the job. And they're going to get more job. See, if you sell something at 25 naira, and your gain on it is about 10 naira, so 15 naira is the price, right? Sell for 25 naira. Everybody sells 25 naira. When you drop down, boom, and you come down to around 23 naira, that difference may not mean much to you. But somebody who is buying something, trying to accommodate money, will say, oh, let me check this out. Is it fake? That's the first thing. But it's not fake. They want to buy more. So the more they buy will give you that thing that you stay at 25 and you just stay there. 23. You make your final gain at volume level. Do you get that now? So that's why Nigeria here, we don't do that over in Nigeria. You see, you can buy 10 for, then you can buy 15 for. They just say the same price. Coke, 10. Is times. Can you come? It's times. There are benefits you can add. Does that make some sense? All right. Second. Now, coming in value and price, the products. Now, let's go to the next level. Going from zero to new customers. Now, you see, you just open a shop, do something. One of the things you can do is this. Even if you don't have paper to advertise, just be nice around your shop. Are you hearing me? Just be. You see, if you're just nice, there's nothing like love. How many of you, this has happened to me before, you go to go and buy fuel in the filling station, and the guy just, hello, you're welcome, sir. This is what kind of fit for you. Next time you go to that filling station, you want to see that guy. Same fuel, but you know what? So people just don't only buy products, they also want love. They want love. Are you hearing me? Let me give you one big thing about love. The way any time, this is where power of family, everybody listen to this, power of family, are you here? When somebody, come with me. Imagine this is my son or my daughter, my young one, and I come to your company, and my son or my daughter just hang around like that. and you do business with me. You just lost a lot of business. You are not considering this one. See, this young one can force you, can force me to come here back a year. Let's go see that. Who gave me biscuits? You go to market, you know, you go to people that sell things, they will not give anything. See that kid over there? Next time you go to Kuto Market, mommy, let's go there. You see, that's why sometimes schools don't understand this. You see, don't try and please the parents, please the kids. Give the best to the kids. You will have the heart of the parents. Are you hearing me? That's why I don't like children. So do I. Or so I was. I like children. But I came to see that children, Jesus loved them. It's the best, they are the one for the kingdom. Kingdom of sales, kingdom of sales, you know. So you said, love kids. Hey, you know, you stop the whole thing for that kid. The family. Are you hearing me? Working for their good. So that value there. Let's talk about this from bronze to where? To repeat by. This is so beautiful. What should you do? Have you seen a company doing all kinds of memento, logo, picture, biro? You know how they do all these things? Not because they want to spell biro. You want to get them, and what do you give them to? You give them more to those who are your bronze customers to remember you and to be reminded. But today, when you give me a biro now, after a while, I forgot the paper, the name on it. It's only for writing. You give me a t-shirt, I wear it for a while, and I have other things to wear. So it's more than t-shirt. It's more than biro. It's constant personal calls. Getting personal with the bronze will make them to move to silver, to repeat their buying. Hello, Mokaniki, you know me? How are you doing, sir? Okay, you are selling roofing sheets. They bought everything. Said, party project, how is it? Why not you? Thank you. Next time I want to do one, put it at the back of the remember, put it, remember, come buy from you. You know, if you just walk in love, a lot of things you enjoy. Honestly, if you just do love, just do love. Do you know what? I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult because you have your own issues. You have your own. But that's where money comes from. And money has a lot of things. Maybe so. Solomon says so. So you learn to just what? Take that, your one-time buy customers, you go to make them to repeat and go to silver level. And silver level is what? By actually creating a community. Oh, that's the word. Creating a community. That's why you see MTN family. Come and do bundle. You know, all those things you do bundle. What do you call it now? I do bundle. Pastor, you do bundle? Yeah. No, I don't buy everything. I just do bundle. It's cheaper. That's why I go back again. Sometimes, you know what I do? They say, will you repeat your buy next year? Next time, I say no, because I'm looking for another bundle. Pastor, you should be minding the Holy Spirit. I'm also a human being. I live here. I don't want to lose money. It's cheaper. When they give me 7,000 credit card, I know they're cheating me. I don't know why they're cheating me, but I don't know. But at least I got 7,000 for 2,000. You like that? So you want to come back. So you must learn to do that. You must be on the lookout for what will benefit them more. Are you hearing me? I've seen people say, oh, we have this new thing. Do you want to? Now, please. This is where Alako always have problems. This is where Yorubas have problems with business. Yorubas, they love to mind their business. When I say mind their business, no, they don't mind their business. They just mind their life. If you really mind your business, you tell other people. You'll be available. You do things. Let me say this very clearly. You know, we that have gone to school, we have never made to open our mouth. We are more people who write and who are given questions in the exam and you answer. You don't answer more than that or you'll be penalized. Huh? In fact, in academic world, you pray they won't ask for difficult things. Abeko. Everybody's happy when they say the question is easy. Right? So, we are not made to tackle difficult things. When you go to school, school is the biggest problem in terms of business. I don't mean the school they are holding now. But I'm talking about, you know, you are made not to talk. You are made to just respond. You are not made to come alive. You can go to classroom for years and don't open your mouth. Am I right? Teacher will like you. Because, oh, one problem. Are you 35, 40 in the class? So if you are not that, aggressiveness doesn't work in education. You can't come in and say, I'm in my third level. Can I start PhD? You know? But in business world, you have to be climbing the thing to look. You can just do so. Usually, our academic world makes life difficult for us. So we wait for them to call up for exam. We wait for the interview. So I told my children, volunteer. Get them there, tell them, I'm available. My kids just volunteer. Sometimes it may be the worst. You see, the academic, you see, that's below my degree. You see, in the business world, the only business starts from the top is digging graveyard. If you are digging grave, start from the top. Other businesses start from the ground. But in academic, we all go to school, get BS, get masters. So you get that thing now, we now come down. We can't come down. We are not masters. But in business world, you have to be a slave. So one of the hardest things to do, I see pastors too. You see, one of the hardest things to do is to want to come down. Because if you come down, they may step on you. They may even reject you. But have you seen Igbos go to Alaba? You said, leave me alone. You guys still follow. They just do that. But we don't do that because we are gentlemen and ladies and we are Yorubas. We preserve our dignity. My joke was just shocked me. Have you been to Alaba before? You see a guy at the gate. His shop is from here, it's around Ijaye. Oh, Sakmo. He said, okay, when you get to the gas business, they say, take a bottle of Coke. You know, they do all that. But we Yorubas, I got to go to the Mapa. No. So that place of moving from that bronze to silver to repeat the business is that you have to be nice from a community. Be nice to them. See, let me say this to you. Let's start playing the role of God. Who is God in the universe? Everything is attending to it. Everything is working with it. It's the one we all pray to. Am I right? It's the one who sits over affairs of men. It's the one who judges things going on. So you have to, as you begin to get bigger, having repeat customers, you start thinking more than just going to the shop. You should be thinking higher and be talking to them and checking their family and speak to them. They even if sometimes they may not even, by doing that, they may go from bronze to gold. They may not want to buy, but anytime they hear somebody, they will tell other people, oh, these guys, you can buy from there. And friends always interact, people ask for things. I hope you're getting what I'm saying now. Okay, so here you are, the from here, from bronze to where? Now, all this I'm telling you is not easy. It's not easy. So do something that will help your life. Become a real director. See, that managing director. Have you seen that before? Huh? Why did you use that word, MD? Not the other way around. Why did they say like this? Directing manager. Why did they use the word managing director? You know, a lot of people just use them, put them on MD. Managing. Managing is that you are seen to the present affairs. The shop, you're putting that one there. But director is somebody who is directing to go somewhere. So, as a director, your greatest ability is your thinking. Because as a director, you have to see where you are going before you go there. As a manager, you are buried in the present. You are looking at how things are going. You are looking at, you are not comparing and contrasting. You're just doing the work. But as a director, you are looking up. For instance, now, as a pastor here now, I'm managing this place. But at the same time, I'm looking, you know, I'm already considering where we are going to go next. Eh? Praise the Lord. Pastor, this place is nice. I know. The way it was built, it was able to run 3 or 4 services and kind of a thing and go on. And then we're going to, we're building some other country. I'm looking at the different, the children, the stuff. I'm looking at your children and the stuff. We're looking at those who are younger, those who are older, kind of a thing, you know. And when I'm aware of that, for instance, when I come to third service, they come, go, come, go. I know that they go to school, they come out, they can come, they are unstable. So what do I do? I put donuts and drinks there. I don't give you adults. That's, you don't need to watch your weight, huh? Praise God. We do that. But see, you start looking. You can just be going like that. You need to be able to look at the result of your classroom as a school and look through it and see. You know, not just only see results. But people do fraud with it. They say, I don't like this result. Hello, Pampa. Hello, Paddy. That's why Nigeria today is full of corruption. Because we won't do the work of thinking or breaking through, we just look for the easiest way out. Like I was saying yesterday, you prosper, even as your soul, your thinking, your attitude, your choices. So these are choices you have to make. So going from bronze to silver, you have to start developing what? Community, and then calling and saying hello to them, and making them to become part of your universe. Some will not respond. There are some, if you look at our universe, we have our own solar system. Some planets are very close to the sun. Some, like Pluto, it takes you forever to get there. One of the things you have to do first is that tolerate people. What do I say? Tolerate people. Tolerate them. If you're in business, they don't pick your call, don't get angry. Are you hearing me? And can I tell you something else? Can I tell you something else? Can you look up everybody? Can you look up? If you want to create more people to do more business with you, you see, look at this. I come down. But my good demon won't do that. No, my good demon. She's 83. But create steps instead of jumping. Make it easier to get things. Are you hearing me? Always be asking yourself, how can I make things easier? Somebody said, why should I make it easier? Jesus said, my yoke is easier, my burden is light. Even that's your master, that's your savior. Make it easier to pay. Don't be writing forms. That's why bad money, open OP. OP is a money point. Huh? See, you're going to have to do that so that it will be easier. Dr. Hillary, notice I paid for the first time fast for the medical welfare yesterday. Guess what happened? I was on the app to traverse money for some people that told me from church. When your message, so pray that your message will be coming like that. You know, it just came. I'll do that later. So you make it easier. If you don't make it easier for people, they don't want to climb anything anymore. I don't port. You know, before, if it's only empty that's in town, they just, you know, I mean, I'm calling your number 3 or 4 times, you didn't get through. Somebody else is there, I call the number. And when I finish, you call me back. Sorry, oh, am I Binu? Close the line. You know, you already get somebody else. So get number that's easier to get. Is that all right? Then let's talk about, quickly, my time is up. So we go from zero to where? To bronze. From bronze to where? Huh? And now from silver to, can I ask you, start praying. Start praying. In this area, start praying. You hear what I just said? Not everybody will do this for you. But I believe that when you pray, God will touch the heart of people for you. You know, I had a testimony 2 days ago. I don't want to, but anyway, this is not publicly going out. She was telling me, she's been trusting God to get out. Things are difficult. She's still as a nurse. She didn't have, so much money. So she was praying that she would just leave South and he applied for a job and then they pick her at FMC. Now, I wish I didn't mention her name, but she was telling me her testimony. And then she traveled the way, they called her and said, "You are already giving an appointment. Come and collect your appointment later." And she came down to Abeokuta and she got into FMC. She said, "I was called, pick my letter, and they said, your name is not here. Yeah, there's no letter for you." He said, "They called me." The one of them said, "Let's check the Abuja list." They brought Abuja list out. And they found that number 47, over about 150 people. And the person sat at the desk and said, "It doesn't mean, that's not guaranteed that you have a large job." He said, "What are you saying?" The girl neglected her. "I'm talking about praying. Now listen to this." She didn't know anybody. She just came for the first time. She didn't know her, no place. She was still over there. She just came and said, "Lord, please help me." Step out of the building. I met a man. And the man said, "Hello, how are you? Your face looks familiar." He said, "No, I'm not from this area. I'm just here for the first time and life is difficult for me." He said, what is it?" He said, they called me to come down to collect paper on my letter of appointment. But they said, "My name is not there." He said, "What's your name?" He said, my name. He said, "I signed that paper now." The man said, "I signed the paper. How was it, Monday or Tuesday?" He said, "I signed that paper." "Oh, what I want to say, next, I didn't want to say this." The man said, "Your Christian people are the ones doing all those kind of things against you." He said, "Watch me. I'll see what I will do." So he said, "Just can you hang around? Where should you go?" She went to the chapel and be praying. "No, please don't help me. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday." But Thursday morning, he said, "Are you still around?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Thursday." He said, "Okay." Thursday morning, he said, "Thursday, get ready. Let me see who will not give letter. When I give letter myself again." By 2 o'clock, she didn't know who the person was. By 2 o'clock, the phone rang. "Come over right now. Are you still around? Come over right now." He said, "Where?" He said, "CMD office." He said, "There are police and cops." I said, "Come over." So she picked her stuff, got onto the gate. When he said, "Who are you?" He said, they just clearing the road. She got there, the man signed the paper and said, "Take the paper now, go down there, they do for you your clinical. What do you do?" Go. She said, she never knew that was the same thing. I mean, the man became your evangelist. Grab the paper. When she entered, they look at her and say, "Huh?" But let her like this. Say, "Where did you get this from?" God be for us. Look, if there's any place you need God, it's business. You don't have to need God. Join civil service. You will rise according to the land. Because in business world, you can't tell. You can't buy business. You can't buy customers now. And to have somebody faithful lawyer, it's difficult to get. You know, some of you over here, even look at church. People like, they've been here for years. They realize. I mean, they're like, I call them apostles. I mean, I wonder why. But they are here, they are still here. What is here? The kids are here. Some other people, bong, 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 bong. So these are God's gift to us. Start from here, whatever they have been around for years, from the time she got married, like kids over here, to the over here, from school days. You know, here you are. I was wondering, what am I doing? How am I smart? I come shabbily dressed to church. Are you hearing me? I don't look like a pastor. You're not proud of me as a pastor outside town. You don't see me in your ceremony. I mean, what kind of? But you still call me. So I just pray more. See that woman? See God? You know what he said after they finished? He said, everybody kept quiet there. He said, "CMD daughter." What are you going to do? Oh, she was so prayerful. She was talking. And you know, she was still asking me, "I want to learn to pray more. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down." So I'll ask you in this area, build into your business time of praying. Don't just be running. You run, but you get only bronze. You won't get some silver and some gold medals. Huh? You just run. Pastors come and tell me, we do evangelism. We go around. We go visit people. Nobody came. I say, you know, that just won't work. You're not doing that for them to come to church. When I evangelize you, it's to get you to Jesus, not to come to church. You know? So pray. Trust God. Start confessing it. "Lord, I have faithful people around me. people that will take this business further for me. God, please send them to me. And everybody who comes, treat them like that. So in this area, start praying. You know, you never know who will take the thing you are doing better or go further. Even some who you fight, they become evangelists later. They tell them, "Money leo," but it's fine. It's fine. You know, God will use all kinds of things like that. So pray. In this level, the higher you go, the scarcer it becomes. There are not so much available that will be there for you. Some people just come over here, they'll pay you, give money to your children. Are you hearing me? They will ask you, "Do you need some extra money?" I know one guy that I used to do some things with, you know, my brother. He asked people, somebody called him from Canada. He said, "How are you coping with your generator? Give him money to do solar." He's my customer for 18, how many years now? But I don't go there regularly anymore. He bought me the one I can cut easily for me, so I don't go there regularly anymore. But we're still communicating. Anything he needs, he will let me know. I'm like his good customer. Are you hearing me? When it was Black Solar, I called Black Coca-Cola to come and help him out. Somebody gave him one outrageous price. See, these are things that you just can't come at it by yourself. Even down to your workers, they can become your good customers. You know, one time they went to this business and they had this gateman at the gate. And that company discussed about insurance. They never told this gateman and things like that how to get, what are they doing there? So they asked the gateman, "What are you doing over here?" He said, "I'm a gateman." "Which company?" He said, "I don't know. I just come in the morning and I go back. They pay my salary." So they said, they broke down. The man said, "I can sell this thing." He started introducing people to the business. So I will say this to you that, number one, pray. Number one, pray. Then number two, what you want men to do to you, do it to them. Start getting faithful with them. Start cutting down. Give them special privileges. I hope you're getting what I'm saying now. The more you do that, the further they go with it. They're already with it anyway. You're only just giving them extra fuel to run. Is that all right? So, you come, some things you just do for them that you can say, okay, get some credit. Huh? You know, something happened. My sister came to visit me last week, Monday. No, was it Saturday? Over the weekend. On Monday, I'm not very sure now. And she said, "Okay, we said sleep in the house." He said, "No, I'm going back to." I said, "Why?" He said, "I want to go and fight somebody who, my mother, that they didn't want to pay her money." I said, "What happened?" I said, "Huh?" He said, "The person bought 8 chicken for my mother, and you don't want to pay all this while. You want to go and fight the person." So I said, "Mama, go." Mama said, "It's my friend." My mother is not doing business because she wants to make money. See, there's an evangelist. She comes to preach. Woman lost heaven. Dabba, woman lost heaven. Don't come back and pay what you learn. See, the mother, she preach. Talk the word of God. She knows Bible more. I can't pray my enemies to die. But sometimes my children can become my enemy if I fight him. You know, my enemy from Aparamini. She thinks better than some of these Bible that are just going to school. See, it's a friend. She won't push the money. So they were going to go and fight. And they were the one always needing money. She's always having money. You know my prayer? That they won't succeed. Just leave her alone. Our friends, you know? Of course, we will pay her I will give her the money for the 8 chicken, you know? She just want to be nice to people. Just want to go on like that. I hope you understand that. My mother told me, said, "I can't sell fake product. What about myself using it?" She still comes over here to come and buy your kind of business, you know, granite, you know, kind of a thing. So here you are. So what you want people to do to you, just start doing to them over there, offering them whatever you can. And some hard times too, things happen, issues. You know, I made some sense today. Let me give you some tidbits for about a few minutes, then I'll round up. I wrote some things down that will help you in getting more customers besides all this, taking these steps. Number one, Can I be honest with you? Business can be very tough. Can be frustrating. To be honest with you, 70% of the time, things just don't go the way you want it to go. So if you're not careful, you develop a chip on your shoulder. I was thinking about this. So you must learn to tap grace. What do I say? Tap into grace. What's grace? Grace like oil. Remember that woman that her husband died in the Bible? Remember her? That she was looking for how to get. She was frustrated, remember? She was frustrated. And she was saying, I don't have anything except a bottle of oil. And then the man of God said, go home, close the door, and then start multiplying. I want you to expect the miraculous. It will give you more release to sell better, to do things better. You see, if you have to do everything, cut, push, when you finish like that, your car is already damaged too much. You know, trust God for breakthrough in pricing, breakthrough in people, breakthrough. You see, sometimes if you get breakthrough of right teachers, you don't have to go to class all the time. You know, some teachers, you have to supervise them. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. So start trusting God for breakthrough to help you some of this area. And you know what? When that woman multiplied the oil, it will be easier for her to sell it. God multiplied the oil. God will join with me. And she has not so much done so much investment in that business, spending all her life to try and kill herself. Are you hearing me? How can I say this? You don't price everything thinking that all is about money. Take it cool sometimes. So grace is important. That it will give you that leverage to just relax. How will you get this done? Daddy, I'm going to try. Now, second one, I want to put it there for you. That's the word first. Next one is, this is so important. Goodwill. Generate a lot of goodwill. Give us 22 verse 1, Proverbs. I know that we're not opening the Bible too much today. 22 verse 1, Proverbs. Generate goodwill. Generate what? Goodwill. You know, something happened last Sunday. I was there, first service finished. And I was talking with people. And I saw this elderly woman. She just got down there. She's been maybe in her 70s. She's come to church for the first time. And she stood over there. I just stopped with everybody. I said, you're welcome. I could see she was looking. I said, what church anymore? So she didn't know, thought I was an usher. You were there. Okay, so I took her from there, helped her down the staircase, put her on this chair, and I walked off. Never told her. Of course, some jackets was a carosa. Huh? Why did I do that? She's valuable. Christ died for her, and I'm a servant. In fact, my eyes opened more. Why not? I want to watch that memory. Remember? Then we should put some mustards there. This is how you know somebody come to church. When they look like this. They can't find their way. I remember one guy came like that too, one time. You know, came to church. I could see him always go towards the staircase. He was there. I said, okay, come to church. So I took him, put him on the seat. Later, he saw me on the pulpit with microphone. His mouth nearly dropped open, you know. Then I said something else. When he finished, I took a book, I gave it to him. Why? If he didn't come back again, it doesn't matter. Why? I have an impression that God loves me enough that this bigger guy in this place is serving me. That's what it is. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. So, learn to generate goodwill. That they see you as nice. You get angry too. You get mad too. But he will watch you. Bible says, his anger is for the moment, but his mercy endures forever. I hope you're getting what I'm saying now. All right, beautiful. Let's look at the third one. Okay, quickly. All right, good. Look at Act 11. Let me find the verse. Go to verse around 23, 24, 25. Let's look for it. I don't know. My Bible's not here with me. Give us quickly. Okay. Next verse. Beautiful. Next verse. He was a good man. See that? He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. You can apply to what you are doing. Oh, you're a good person. You're good. Whatever you are doing good. Good person. Your character, your demeanor, your serving. You. One of the most powerful words you must learn in business. Emma Binu, I'm sorry. Huh? When it's scatter, Emma Binu, Emma Binu say, Emma Binu say, Emma Binu say, Emma Binu, taking the ballet. That. Even when they report what happened, they say, "Abogai, my baby, oh baby, you know that kind of thing." So learn not to be far from the floor. That's a business. No, you're also living as a child of God. Huh? It was a good man. There's this verse in Romans 5. Give us verse 6 or verse 7. Take a look at this. Maybe we can find it. Is it verse 8 now? Let's look at Romans 5. Take a look. Okay, no, before this one. Can you look up? For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man. So there is a righteous person, there is a good person. See, if I'm thinking of how to enter heaven, I'm a righteous person. But if I'm thinking of how the people were here, I will be a good person. See, if you are righteous, nobody will die for you. But if you are good, somebody will die. Okay, nice, go. I hope I'm better than I'm saying now. Now, you cannot take nice to enter heaven. You have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But Christians start thinking that this place is heaven. So they forget that they should be good. They think that they're just righteous. Must be a good business. Must see shop, chile. Must pray. So close to war. Oh, you are. So you are. Let's look at the next one I wrote over there. Some of these principles, the things you just pick up, that will help you. You know, Sokame one time had a business that was almost turning a little bit. But you have to come out. We agreed. And that one, it didn't turn out quite well. It still greeted the person. So learn to have goodwill, no matter what. Take the thing. Then, please, if you are going to keep on winning the heart of your bronze, silver, gold, keep on getting better. Oh, the soup you are making, Sister Joy, keep on making it sweeter. Keep on delivering. Keep on helping, price, value. Just keep becoming a person of value that you are always upgrading. Your school, learn what is happening, what's going on. How do we do some of these things? I wish some schools start picking their best students and work more on them. You know what I'm thinking about that? If you start having school and you start thinking of your best student and put them in the class, that would make everybody to rise up. Are you hearing me? Those ones who are good, give them more special time. They are your gold. Correct. These guys are brilliant. From you notice them, you start putting them, giving them extra touch, give them kind of attention so that they can rise up and take the name of your school further. They are going for competition. They're already prepared. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. These are the ways you get involved in some of these areas that can help you move ahead. Okay. So keep on getting better. And then finally, difficult customers. May the Lord deliver us. But let me warn you. People sometimes will get difficult to test you. To push you. There was a man that told us about that he would do great something with them, but he won't pay quickly. If you remember. So the person, he said, mumbo. You know, sometimes I noticed something. People that are very calm-minded, they seem to make a lot more in business. Because people are aggressive. Today I'm brought to it like that. Today you can't fight today. You're just cool. All right, you know, you're just cool. So sometimes, if you just learn this with difficult customers, do you like tortoise? You know tortoise? It doesn't move fast, but that's very good shell to protect itself. Hey, difficult. Just farabale. Settle down in your shell. And then tomorrow morning, even today you fight, tomorrow morning. How are you doing, sir? How could you buy myself? You know, that difficult customers, there are some you have to say, Odabo. But when you are saying Odabo, don't smash the gate or the door. Uncle, sometimes you have to see them down. Mommy, I know your children have been here. You're not paying. It's difficult. We're going to pay teachers. Pastor, what do I have to explain? You have to explain. Do we get that? Is that all right? Thank you very much. Let's close. I have to be in Lagos next couple of minutes. Think you'll learn something. Okay, today we'll do question and answer. Mine was made today. I go to run. I have a meeting in Lagos by 10 o'clock. It's 9:15 now. All right. I was thinking of canceling this meeting, but I said it's not fair. Why don't you have both? And you're welcome. Thank you. All right. And one more tip. Do things for free, like we are doing now. Some people have come to this meeting if I put 100,000 on it. Once in a quarter, once in 6 months. But I can't spread what I need to spread more. So the best things of life are free. Do some free stuff once in a while. Free stuff. Is that all right? Thank you very much. All right.